Lake Effect continues now on WUWM. I'm Bonnie North. It seems that not a week goes by when we don't learn that Milwaukee has been named to a national list of the best things or the worst things. Some of them have very real policy implications, things like employment numbers or health measures. Some, though, seem like they're designed to make headlines for the 10 or 20 cities on the list, concepts like best nightlife or most outdoor adventures. Milwaukee Magazine surveyed some of the lists to which Milwaukee has been named in recent months, and senior editor Howie Magner joined Mitch Tyke to share where we fall on, maybe, the list of lists. He says the lists are everywhere now.
It really is pretty surprising. I think when we were discussing the story idea, that's part of the reason why we wanted to do something like this, because we're not immune to it. I mean, at the magazine, we'll see some, you know, goofy list story come up on the internet, and we'll link to it and do a quick little piece on our website, MilwaukeeMag.com. But, you know, I think after a few months of doing this, you kind of start to think, wow, this is kind of nuts. And you wonder if there's a list of the cities that are on the most lists. And if so, Milwaukee would have to be near the top of them. So we kind of set about, you know, going through scouring the internet with not quite a fine-tooth comb, but perhaps a brush, and seeing what we could find. And we found quite a bit. I mean, we found more than 30. And so then it was just a matter of kind of collecting them all and finding some that are interesting and some that are kind of weird and some that you would hope that your significant other doesn't know that you're looking at and all that type of stuff. And we wanted to have fun with it, because I think part of the problem with these things is people take them as gospel. Well, look, it's somebody sitting in a magazine office usually and saying, gosh, I need a story, and let's see what we can do to get some page clicks. And, oh, I know, we'll make the best city for dogs, and we'll put this criteria out there. And that's usually how this type of stuff comes together. But the thing is people like it. People click on it. That's why people keep doing it, is because people keep clicking on it. And there's just a lot of fun stuff out there. Not everything is just kind of fluff. I mean, there's some serious lists that are done out there. One of the ones that we found had to deal with allergies, and that certainly has its usefulness. You could also argue the best roads have some value, but for the most part, I mean, drunkest city in America.
Yeah. Okay. What do you do with that?
Yeah, right? I mean, you know, bar city of America. It's nice that Milwaukee was there, but it's all subjective. So we just thought we'd have a little bit of fun with the subjectivity of it all.
I remember years back, more than I care to imagine, I lived in Rochester, Minnesota, which while I was living there was named the best place to live in America. It was I forget which magazine. It might have been Forbes magazine. Mm-hmm. But it was a big deal. There were not as many lists in those days. And, you know, this was in the print version of their magazine. And, you know, they put it on signs. A guy wrote a song about it. And for about 5 years, it floated between number one and number three. And, you know, it's like, what are we going to do to keep the number one ranking? And it strikes me you could not do that anymore, because if you're not number one on this list, you're number one on somebody's list for something.
And Rochester, Minnesota is probably still out there floating around and getting tourists based upon this thing back in whenever. But yeah, you're right. It's really become pervasive. There are websites that seem like they're dedicated to nothing but putting out these types of lists. So like I said, we just figured we'd have a little bit of fun with it, and thus you see what became of it in this year's City Guide.
Well, so then let's talk about some of these lists that made your list, if you will, and some of the more serious ones. I mean, they're not all heavy lists, mm-hmm. but you include a number under the overall heading environment. And so what were the kinds of measures you looked at or that other magazines looked at as they compiled where Milwaukee's environment fell?
Well, some of them, you know, certainly had realistic consequences. And one that sticks in my mind is how Outside Magazine went about looking for the best river towns in America. And Milwaukee actually got some plaudits on that count. And that's important when you figure how bad the Kinnickinnick River used to be in Milwaukee. I mean, it was just a polluted mess. And I know quite a bit of effort has gone into cleaning it up. And the fact that Outside Magazine is recognizing Milwaukee for doing that type of thing shows that it's bearing some fruit, and you're starting to see development along it, and people want to be on a river that was once a wasteland. And that certainly is a positive when it comes to Milwaukee. I know this is also a big city for biking. There's a lot of people that center an entire lifestyle around biking. And so when Bicycling Magazine declares that Milwaukee's 24th among the 50 best bike-friendly cities in America, that too shows some progress. So, I mean, I think there are aspects there when you get to these lists. Again, it's not all fun and games. Some of it really does show some progress that the city has made in terms of making itself a more environmentally friendly city. And then you get to a thing like a park score, which is a rating system that's put together by the Trust for Public Land. And they recognize Milwaukee's commitment to its parks, putting it 16th out of the top 40 U.S. cities. Now, that comes with a caveat. One of the knocks against Milwaukee was that it's got all this parkland, and there's quite a bit. And if you've been here any length of time, you know how many parks there are in Milwaukee and how common they are. But it knocked Milwaukee for a lack of investment in those parks. And you know that's been an issue that's been in the news, that we've got this wonderful land and that we're not doing enough to maintain it. And so that's also recognized in this type of endeavor.
They also included us on the list of spring allergy capitals, and it confuses me a little. We are number 68 out of 100. Does that mean we're pretty good as it comes to allergies, or we're pretty bad as it comes to allergies?
As I read the list, it means good, because if you're an allergy capital, you're going to be up near the top of the list. You would think that Milwaukee, with as much industrial things as it has to deal with and air quality issues, that it might be up there. But it's actually not. It's 68th. That means that compared to some of its peers, Milwaukee's doing a pretty good job. So again, that goes toward the issue of Milwaukee maybe making some progress when it comes to this environmental battle. That's not to say that you only judge Milwaukee's progress based upon where it is on these lists, and that's not to say that there aren't other factors that we have to look at fixing. But as far as a snapshot goes, apparently Milwaukee's in not too bad a shape.
You talk about big picture in this article, and there are some contradictions there that you spotlight. Milwaukee was ranked pretty well in a list of emerging downtowns, but the same magazine, Forbes magazine, also ranked us pretty badly somewhere else.
This is what I find fascinating about these types of lists, is that depending on which one you read, Milwaukee's either the best thing in the world or it's the most miserable thing in the world, or certainly in the country. And you don't have to look very far to see that disparity. You can look into the same publication, and they put that dichotomy right there. So you're right. I mean, Forbes magazine gives Milwaukee a spot on its list of 15 emerging downtowns. And then Forbes magazine also puts Milwaukee on its list of America's most miserable cities. Well, can you be a miserable city if you've got an emerging downtown? Does that mean the downtown was really, really bad and so it had a lot of room to emerge? Does it mean that most of America is pretty happy and we just happen to be a miserable place? Does it mean that it snows a lot and so that's why we're miserable, because it's cold? We're only happy three times out of the year when we see the sun? I don't know. But that's what it comes down to with these lists, is you just get this dichotomy. And depending on which direction you look, you can find whatever you want to find.
All right. So Milwaukee has this reputation, if you will, something about alcohol.
I've heard that rumor. We found that rumor on the internet in many places.
Third drunkest city in the country. Is that right?
Yes. And this was one of those studies that actually went to some hard data. And they calculated, I think, the average number of drinks per month and what percentage of Milwaukee's population was a binge drinker or a heavy drinker. And so you can, you know, you look at that type of thing and you think, oh, drunk a city, and we'll have fun with that. And Milwaukee certainly has that reputation. But it also points to a more serious issue that this community is dealing with when it comes to alcohol. And it's a fine line to walk, because much of this city was built upon its industry, its beer industry. And so you've got to balance that with some responsibility. So when the Daily Beast put this list together, is that the type of thing that they were looking for? Were they looking to make fun of it? Were they looking to be serious about it? Probably a little bit of both. And that's what we did as well. I don't think it's any secret. Nobody in Milwaukee is ignorant of the fact that it's both a big part of the city's history and certainly an issue that we have to deal with. And so we tried to walk that line as well.
And meanwhile, two other publications kind of spotlighted the positive mm-hmm. aspects of the drinking culture. Bar City of the Year, named by Esquire magazine, and CNN actually named a couple of places among the country's top sports bars.
But that's what you know, I mean, when you're looking at both the darker side and the brighter side, it's a shade of gray. And so, you know, some people have fun with it. Some people will take a little bit more seriously. This was one of those lists that celebrated Milwaukee's culture when it comes to that type of thing.
And we will walk carefully from the idea of shades of gray to this next topic, which is where Milwaukee falls in terms of its romantic reputation.
Yeah, you know, I'm proud to say I met my wife before I arrived in Milwaukee, so I don't have a whole lot of firsthand knowledge. Frankly, I have no firsthand knowledge when it comes to the dating scene in Milwaukee. I have secondhand knowledge, I suppose, from friends who talk about it. But this list came out a little while back where there's a website called Zillow. It's a real estate oriented website, and they did a thing where to move for love in 2013, and they decided that Milwaukee was the best city for women seeking men age 35 and under, and they had this complex mathematical formula which figured all this out, and it had to deal with the ratio of single women to men and how relatively affordable the city's rent was and things like that. So if you're a single woman out there and you're looking for a man 35 and under, I guess you're in pretty good shape. You can't say the same about men who are looking for women 35 and under, or men who are looking for men, or women who are looking for women. But if you're a single woman, you're in pretty good shape, at least according to the fine folks at Zillow.
Well, and apparently if you are a married person, Milwaukee is pretty good as well.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of weird things you can find on the internet. And one of the weirdest that we found had to deal with this website called Ashley Madison, that apparently is a dating website geared specifically toward infidelity. We do not put it out there as a recommendation. We simply are reporting the ridiculous lists that Milwaukee is on, and apparently Milwaukee is eighth among this website's mistress cities, having to do with how many of the women on that website go after Milwaukee's married men. And apparently 27.8% of 28% of women who go after married men are single. This equates to us being this big mistress city. I'll let you be the judge of whether or not that's the case. We don't judge the facts. We simply report them, Mitch Teich.
There's not much more we could say than that. Howie, thanks.
Well, thanks, Mitch. Take care.
Howie Magner is senior editor at Milwaukee Magazine. He's also Lake Effect's sports contributor. His article on the many national lists that include Milwaukee is in the current issue of the magazine. You'll find a link to it from wuwm.com/lakeeffect. Scores of people will celebrate National Music Day tomorrow. We'll mark the occasion with the manager of Milwaukee's Melk Music. That's coming up next on Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio.